Greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Good News Hour comes to you once again with a message from the Holy Scriptures. Now, perhaps some of you will recall that in two previous broadcasts, we were calling attention to that which comes from God to man in the way of grace and in the way of mercy. And in other words, we were speaking of the abundance of grace and the abundance of mercy. And so we hope to say a little more today about the abundant pardon. And then, of course, we'll likely say, if not today, later, something about the abundant life that comes to all in Christ. And I'd like to say a great deal about that as the Lord enables me. And then finally, of the abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, by your permission, I should like to read from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 55, and we'll read together, beginning at verse 1, which says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come, ye to the waters, he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat, yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." And of course, again, I remind you that this is that which comes from God. Now, especially, I would like to have you observe verse 3, which says, "Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Now that expression, the last expression, "he, our God, our blessed Lord, will abundantly pardon," must fall as the sweetest possible melody upon your ears. I'm sure you realize that sin is a crime against heaven, against God. You see, when the prodigal son came to himself, he said, "I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight." Of course, we sometimes wrong our friends and wrong our neighbors, wrong society, for sin of the grossest kind invariably does that. But it's good to remember that every time you sin, it is a strike, a direct strike against the throne, the holy throne of a holy, holy God. And God hates sin with perfect hatred, and notwithstanding his hatred to sin, which ever and always must be punished, either in the offender, the sinner who commits that sin, or in his substitute. And you know, that's the wonderful truth of the Word of God, that God has provided a substitute to take the sinner's place. That is the man who not only knows that he has sinned, but who acknowledges that sin in the presence of God, and who is willing to admit, "I have sinned against heaven and in the sight of our God." Oh, if you've never owned, if you've never acknowledged, if you've never admitted that sad fact, may you admit it today, because there is mercy, there is grace, and thank God there is abundant pardon to all who own their true state in the sight of a holy God and come to our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in this interesting 55th chapter of Isaiah, for it abounds with precious things, and it does bring before us the one who is able to pardon and the one who is able to satisfy. You see, he has been calling attention right at the beginning to something like this. He says, hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Because just prior to that he had said, wherefore do you spend your money for that which is bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Now, of course, we must earn our living, but I want to think of this in a very definite way, spiritually. You see, there are those who are under the impression that the way to gain God's favor, or to gain high heaven, is on the basis of work. We must labor in order to gain God's favor and to get salvation. But this is so decidedly wrong and contrary to the whole teaching of the Word of God. On the contrary, it's when men and women fully expend their own resources and come to the end of self, it's then they're willing to cast their deadly doings down at Jesus' feet, rest in Him, in Him alone, gloriously complete. And so we would say to you today, incline your ear. Now that's the avenue to which our God reaches the souls of mankind, men and women, or even boys and girls. He reaches you through those ears of yours. And he would say, as is suggested in this very third verse, incline your ear and come unto me, and your soul shall live. Hear, says he, hear, and your soul shall live. The speaker knows well a lady who had been extremely anxious about eternal matters, about the salvation of her soul, where she'd spend eternity. And the Spirit of God seemed to suggest to her a scripture. And listen, this is the scripture which says, incline your ear, come unto me, and hear, and your soul shall live. And so for many, many years, she earnestly sought the favor of our God. And she would say, when that scripture came to her mind and flashed there by the Spirit of God, hear, and your soul shall live. And she would repeatedly say, from an honest heart to the God of heaven, but just exactly what am I to hear? Well, I'm happy to tell you that the end of that story, a few years later, she heard of a man that was preaching the gospel, preaching God's way of salvation, telling sinners how they could be saved and sure of it and know they were on their way to heaven. And then she said, this I long for more than anything else in this wide, wide world. And so, practically the first night that she attended the service, the man was speaking on St. John chapter 5 and verse 24, where we read those amazing words that fell from the lips of my blessed Savior when he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed out of death into life. Oh, she said, thank God. For the first time I now know whom I am to hear. And she further said, I know what I am to hear. And as that verse was repeated and stressed and re-stressed, verily, verily, or for sure, truly, truly, or amen, amen, as it is in the Dowie version, I, the Lord Jesus, say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed out of death into life. And then I'll tell you what she experienced. She experienced what's further stated in this chapter, and I'm going to say a little about as we conclude our message to you today. I have given him for a witness to the people. And so she heard that night of the true witness, that one who came from God and represented God as none other ever did or ever could. Now, of course, it's true that all believers, all Christians, are witnesses to Christ to tell what God has done in their lives and in their souls so that others may become awakened and anxious about where they too will spend their eternity. And she learned that there was a true witness that came from God, and he spake what he knew and testified those things that he had seen. And she heard that night how she could experience in her soul what we have read to you about, the abundant pardon. For our God is a pardoning God. Who can pardon like our blessed Blessed Lord. Now will you listen to this statement, please? Verse 7 of Isaiah 55, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Now I should like to just say something about that word. You know, it's possible to pardon a criminal, but you certainly couldn't clear him, or you couldn't justify him. He never could stand before society as though he had never committed an offense or a crime. But listen, when our God pardons a sinner, and he does it abundantly, that man, that woman, that person stands in the presence of God as though they had never sinned at all. In other words, accepted in all the acceptability of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, to someone, those thoughts overwhelm me. Well, listen, please. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. We're not passing on to you God's thoughts. We are our thoughts, but the thoughts of one that came from high heaven. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. So you just for a little while abandon your own thinking, abandon your own ways, because there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But my Savior said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now listen, will you please? My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. As the heavens are high above the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways. But if you return today to the Son of God, accept Christ, he will abundantly pardon. Do it right now where you are, for his great name's sake.
Now, should there be any listening in who have spiritual problems and you would like help, we are your servants for his great name's sake. We would be gladly send you some literature, or we would help you by a letter. In any way we can, we'd like to see you won for Christ before it's too late. We're sure we're living at the very end time. Drop a line, please, in care of the station to which you are now listening, or to Evangelist Johnny Horn, 817 South 7th Street, Atchison, Kansas, the zip code 66002.